took place at 46 of our schools during the June-July holiday period. So once again, it is people within our own communities that are continuing to make conditions so much worse. So as our kids are being held ransom by gangsters and crime, drug merchants, etc. So here vandals are actually contributing towards the poor state of our schools becoming perhaps even poorer. Where do we place the blame here? Is it perhaps situation in respect of security? Do we need to beef it up? Is the budget constrained? Do we need to allocate more funds? What is actually the problem here?
I must be honest to tell you, I don't know whether Bruno don't get tired of the same story each and every holiday. The same nonsensical excuses that, because if you see there's a problem, we know where our red zones is. If you see there's a problem, there needs to be serious intervention. What they don't tell you is that even if community members comes on board, just last week, I had to fight with the police when Sarah came into Delft schools where there's a murder rate of 37 people per week. When Sarah came and they arrested volunteers for non-compliance, elderly people that really wanted to get involved had to sleep in holding cells for a night because Sarah said they are working for a certain company. And there was Suncrow, there was Delft Technical School. They were targeting Delft schools where they went in and they arrested not only securities that works for a stipend for a company, but also volunteers they've arrested. These people that wants to look after the schools. And the WC did nothing to go to the table to go and speak to Sierra and say, but we are calling on the community to look after our schools. And they know the budget that they give to communities like Delft is a bucket to which they are supposed to spend. So the 1 million that they are losing, it's their own fault. It's designed. And I think they want this to happen.
No,
because if I'm a volunteer at school and I'm being arrested by doing good, I will never, ever go back. That's how they treat our communities.
Now, Vanessa, MEC David Mania said that what we've experienced in the past June holidays now is a significant increase compared to last year because... MEC Mania says fencing, electrical wiring, computers were vandalized and burgled. School properties are at tremendous risk of burglary and vandalism during the holidays. Now, this has happened. You referenced 2 minutes ago these red zones. Where exactly are these red zones? Because I get the impression that this is where the bulk of the vandalism and burglary incidents continue to take place year after year, irrespective of what mechanisms are put in place by WCED. So where are these red zones?
The red zones is on the Cape Flats. But how will David Mania know? David Mania doesn't go to the ground. David Mania doesn't know a thing about what is happening in our schools. He's just there for the figures and the numbers. And let me tell you, those schools that were guarded by these volunteers, those are schools that weren't vandalized. That's the thing. Those are the schools that they weren't vandalized. When the community comes on board, they don't protect the community. So what David Maynard say is sucking out of his thumb. Or someone is telling him a lie. Because David Mania doesn't go to poor communities. David Mania doesn't know what's happening on the ground. David Mania, in all likelihood, doesn't even know what's happening in his own department. Mm. So no, he's lying. They are lying. That million rand loss is each and every year. If we can go back on all the statements, it's each and every year a million rand that they've lost. It's when it comes to poor schools and poor communities, it's always about money. But they don't speak about the leafy suburbs that they support, that have enough money to appoint extra security. So then you must focus on those schools that can't. So what David Manier say, I don't believe his lies. Because he's an absent father. He's the most absent father. He doesn't know what's happening on the Cape Flats. He doesn't come on the Cape Flats. You only see him in papers where he's reading to children, and that's that. So David Manier must keep quiet.
Now, Vanessa, the Cape Flats form a major part of the Western Cape, and it is essentially part of the important work that WCED has to continue to complete, undertake, and areas that it also has to look after. But why is WCED arguing that most of these incidents are all minor in nature? And there's emphasis on the word minor.
No, because to some extent, you must remember we are in crisis period now. Children must be placed. And every excuse will be budget constraints. Every excuse from now on, thousands of children are still not in school. And let me tell you, these burglaries, it doesn't happen only in holidays. These are burglaries or incidents that happen years or 2 years that schools are waiting for the WCED to fix stuff like lights, water, stuff like that. So they should stop lying. Go and ask principals, go to the ground, go and ask principals for how long are they waiting for repairs and all of these things. So these that they say the vandalism happens over school holidays, it's a lie. Because if drug addicts wants to steal, they won't wait till school holidays. They will steal the day that they need it.
Some valid points being made by Vanessa Leroux, education activist, Western Cape Education Department, saying they now have to cough up over a million rands after a spate of burglaries and acts of vandalism at 46 of our schools during the June holidays. Vanessa, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for joining us.